In one sense, it is true that collectively he sees us that way, but individually we know that we are each indwelt by the Spirit of God. I think we all know that. The thought of a house, I'm going to move on a little bit now to something that's not on our outline actually. The book of Timothy. If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, thinking in terms of this picture of a spiritual house, what I was reading last night sort of jumped out to me. 1 Timothy 3, verse 14. Can someone help us by reading from verses 14 through to let's say 15? Let's 14 to 15. Let's grab a microphone.
1 Timothy 3, starting at verse 14. I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
We can go on, but my point here is that when it comes to the thought of the house of God, to me, when I read this, there is an issue of conduct, how we behave in that house. We all come from homes, we all come from homes, and we all know that our parents don't like us to. We can't do certain things in the house. When I was growing up, I would play ball, and it wasn't the place to be playing, hitting the ball against a wall in the house. It causes some damage, and we get into trouble. But there's a certain element that we need to know how to conduct ourselves. That's why I think this was written for. These things I write to you that though I hope to come to you, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself, how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is a church of the living God. And as I was reading this last night, if you read through the rest of the first Timothy, you get all this guidance as to what you're supposed to do. If you just skim through it, you will see what a young man is supposed to do, how you're supposed to deal with widows, and older widows, younger widows, how you're supposed to deal with a peer, and so on. How to receive do not receive an accusation against an elder, and so how a person who is sinning. All these instructions are given. In my view, as to how we are to behave in the house of God. There's behavior that's appropriate and there's behavior that's not appropriate. Maybe others might want to comment.
Yeah. I wanted to disconnect that. In 1 Peter, we called it a holy priesthood in verse 5. And in the verses that we read in Ephesians, it was called a holy temple. And here then we have the idea of the house of God, and if you connect Psalm 93 verse 5, it says holiness becometh thy house, and this is the character in which the house of God, this is one of the bottom line, it's the first and foremost concern in the house of God is the holiness in our individual lives, but then as we come, why? Because it's the habitation of God in the Spirit. If you think about that, when we come collectively together, now we know that 1 Corinthians 6 reminds us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. But 1 Corinthians 3 reminds us that the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So it's a habitation of God in the Spirit. And when we think of that and we come together, one of the things that ought to characterize our sensitivity is that God is in this place. He's here. Where two or three are gathered under my name, there I am in the midst. And that's not just for the breaking of bread. It's every time we come together, he's here. And you think about that. I mean, that's an amazing thing, that the habitation of God in the Spirit. And so one of the things that we ought to characterize us is that we ought to live in awe. There ought to be a sense of his presence among us. And that's one of the first characteristics of the house of God. And as you go through, and I just very quickly, if I could, since Sam brought us to 1 Timothy,
Right.
I think it's imperative to see that the next thing that's characterized, or actually the one of the first things that's characterized in 1 Timothy, in chapter 1, verses 5 to 10, is the characteristic of love in the house of God. Holiness and then love. And if you look at those verses, you can just jot them down now, because I'm going to just kind of fly through it. But if you just look at it, love is characteristic in the house of God. The second thing that's mentioned there in verse 11 is the glory of God. His glory ought to concern us. His glory. And then in chapter 2, the first 10 verses talk about prayer. And the prayerful attitude and the submission attitude and the dependency that ought to characterize men of God who are coming out of the house of God and going into the house of God. Prayer ought to characterize us. And then subjection to authority in chapter 2, 11 to 15. And then this idea of oversight that Sam was touching. There ought to be oversight and care in the house of God. And if I could just underline the shepherd care. Every assembly that's representing the house of God, there ought to be pastors in that assembly. Don't tell anybody we don't have pastors. Don't tell anybody we don't have pastors. Now, we know what we mean when we say we don't have pastors. We don't have a one-man ministry. Right? That's what we mean. But brothers and sisters, we need pastors. We need shepherds in the biblical sense. And we're suffering because we don't have them. And we need them. And there's oversight in the house of God. There's shepherd care in the house of God. And then godliness, the outward manifestation that holiness becometh the house. In chapter 3, verses 14 to 16, godliness is seen. And then here's one in chapter 4, verse 1, the Spirit speaks in the house of God. We ought to be sensitive when ministry is given in the house of God. When we come together to the ministry meeting, it isn't Brother Mark speaking. It isn't Brother Steve speaking. And it certainly isn't Brother Tim speaking. It's the Spirit of God speaking to us. So we come to hear what He has to say to us. And so it's the Spirit of God that expressly speaks, it says in chapter 4. And then in chapter 6, you see that the Spirit of God, you see this from the spiritual, not the material, the spiritual is promoted in chapter 6. So these are the characteristics. And that's a brief outline, and we could go in real detail and talk about it. But that's a brief outline of the house of God. And it would behoove us to go look back. Since Sam brought us here, it's an amazing thing. But let me underline this by saying, ponder this. A habitation of God in the Spirit.